Be all right. Well, maybe let me ask an open-ended question.
Okay.
If what do you think should be said about what's happened in the last 30, 40 years in a chapter for a general audience about Seminoles and Miccosukee? Culture change or history? But what about relations with the neighbors? We haven't talked much about that. I've got some general ideas, but are things better than they used to be?
Well, what do you mean, like?
With white, local white people?
Mm-hmm. I think everybody, I mean, you're always going to have prejudice no matter what.
Yeah.
Because people are just going to be that way.
Yeah.
And, but a lot of it, I think, is the way you carry yourself, too. And,
yeah.
I mean, this might not even relate to that, but, like, with myself, I'm half.
Yeah.
I'm a half breed, so it was rough with your own people and with outside people.
Yeah.
You kind of had a hard time fitting in.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't trade it for the world in a way, because it made me tougher and the person I am today. And
and
I'm just happy I was fortunate enough to still learn the language and the culture and adjust it as good as I did. And I see sometimes some of the full breeds have a harder time.
Mm-hmm.
There's some that don't.
Yeah.
I mean, don't take me wrong, but there's some that have a hard time.
Yeah.
And then you have some half-breeds that are like that too. But I don't know, maybe the struggles I went through, and not just that, I think the way I grew up was hard. We still lived in the Chickies and worked the fields. And so I appreciate a lot of stuff that I have that a lot of younger people don't nowadays.
Yeah.
But I think that's in any generation.
Yeah.
They take things for granted when it's really so much easier for them than it was for us.
Yes.
And like with my kids, I want them to be Indian because that's what they are.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have to prove to anybody what they are. I want them to know and be comfortable who they are and still keep a lot of the traditions and things inside and be able to share it with people and be proud of who they are.
Yeah.
But I also want them to feel like they're not, that nobody's any better than they are just because they are Indian.
Yeah.
I want them to be able to go on the outside and compete in the things that everybody else does.
Yes.
And so, like, mine play high school sports. You know, I've had to drive to Clewiston every day for so many years when they were in Little League, and now they're in high school and they're driving.
Yeah.
But to me, that was worth it because they got to see how the outside life was, not just reservation.
Yeah.
Now they've learned to mingle in both worlds, and you got to have that because you can't go backwards either.
Yeah.
You can't live in the bow and arrow days because it's gone.
Yeah.
And you just got to get ready for the future. But in the meantime, you got to remember where you come from and still try to keep that part of you. But then when you go out in the world, I always tell them, you know, even though you talk English, you do the things everybody, you still got some people looking at you as Indian first.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's already a lot of stereotyping with drunk Indians and everything else. And I said, so when you get out there, the first image you portray has to be good because you're representing your tribe. And they're always looking at me like,
makes it
tough. Mom.
That makes it tough.
Yeah, they always look at
me. Behave better than other people.
My mom, and they're like looking at me like, Mom. And I said, but you have to be, you know. And it's paid off because I've been, knock on wood, I've been happy because I have people come back to me and say, oh, your kids are so polite and they're well-mannered. And as a matter of fact, there was one lady that came to me at a ball game one day and she says, my son is so upset. And I said, what's the matter? And he said, well, he's come across a few Seminole students. He coaches in Bright in Okeechobee. He's been really frustrated and it hurts his feelings because he feels like they don't care. You know, they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And he's part Indian, too, from Cherokee, and he's been really hurt because he feels like they shouldn't want more for themselves and, and all the pride and all this, but they just don't care.
Yeah.
And I told him, they're all not like that. I wanted him to meet your sons, and I've been telling him. So she drug him over and embarrassed her son, and they met my kids and everything. And I said, you know what I always told you? Did you hear what that lady said?
Mm-hmm.
I said, there's still people out there that's going to put all y'all in the same category, and that's why you got to be the way you know, you got to be better. So they probably think I'm crazy, but It's like telling them, be humble when you got to be, but when you've got to be one way, you got to do that too.
Yeah. Are they going to college?
Yeah. I have one that my daughter finished. My oldest boy has been a little bit of my black sheep. Mm-hmm. You know, he got with a girl at a young age, and we went around and around. He's come around, but he's had some hard knocks. Yeah. He finished high school, but he just decided to work.
Mm-hmm.
My second daughter, she finished 2 years of college. She's trying to become a physical therapist, so she's had a hard road too with chemistry and all that, but she's hanging in there. And my other son's going to graduate next year, and he wants to go to medical school.
Uh-huh.
So
that's tough.
Yeah.
I've got a stepdaughter that's working to get them into medical school.
And he's...
It's hard.
He's trying. He's in the Honor Society. He makes A's. You know, he's real good about studying, and he plays sports. And
in science classes, too.
Yeah, chemistry, honors classes.
Yeah.
So I've been lucky.
Good, yeah.
And my other son, after him, then my other daughter, she's a junior. I mean, no, she's in 10th grade. She wants to go to college, but she's not sure what she wants to do. Something in the medical field, but she's not sure.
Because of your medicine?
And then the other son, he's a sports nut. You know, he doesn't good in school, but we have to kick him a couple times because he loves sports.
Yeah.
So that kind of takes over sometimes.
Yeah.
And he wants to play professional sports, and you know, someday. Mm-hmm. And he's hoping to get a scholarship for college playing football or something. So he's got high hopes.
Competition
but
is really fierce.
And I told him, but you still have to have something to fall up on. Right. So he's talking about either sports medicine, where you can do sports stuff. So I'll be just happy if they all...
But they're all interested in medicine.
A lot of them are.
Yeah, yeah.
And my youngest two, they're still too little, but my one son, the five-year-old, keeps saying he wants to be a police officer. So I don't know. I said...
That's better than being a fireman, I think.
So I don't know. And then my other little girl, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
But... I told him I'm just happy if you stay out of the drugs, do the best you can, and even if you're not a doctor, because people change, if you just have something where you make a living and you're happy with yourself and be a productive person, I'll be happy.
Yeah. You think the bingo has changed things?
I think for some of us, it's good. For some, not so good sometimes, depending on how do you manage your money, your lifestyle, and a lot of people, it's really helped them because it's uplifted the households and they're not struggling like they used to be, and you can provide more for your kids and
the
more houses, options.
Just from the outside,
the houses are a big improvement.
Yeah.
And then you might have a few that no matter what you do and give to them, it's going to be abuse.
Yeah.
But then it's like that on the outside too,
you
know.
Yeah.
It's just how you choose to live your life. And like for me, it's really, I could see it. My first two children, we struggled a lot because we didn't have that you know, extra money. And I was trying to go to college, and I didn't have the education assistance like it's offered now.
Yeah.
And so we had a hard time.
Yeah.
But now with my other set of kids that's going to get ready to go to college, I feel like we're going to be better equipped to give them, you know, better chance.
The tribe will pay college expenses.
Yeah, they'll pay, plus they even give them subsistence.
Uh-huh.
And then as having the income ourselves, we can afford to help them more.
Yeah.
Whereas my oldest two, we struggled. I couldn't even, like I told you, I've been driving them to Clewiston every day to play ball. I couldn't do that back then because I wouldn't have the gas money and everything else that goes with it. But now, with the three of them, you know, I go to town quite a bit, and that's wear and tear on your vehicle and everything else, but I feel like they have a better chance.
I've been kind of curious about the change in outsiders and white people's attitudes because of the bingo. I get the impression from the papers that there's a lot of effectively jealousy.
Yeah, there
negative,
is.
Negative feelings, and
it makes it bad.
But
it makes it bad because some people have the wrong impression of us, you know. They feel like everything's free.
Yeah.
And it's not.
Yeah.
And I mean, just down the road in town, you know, there's some where I've had to explain to them, I pay taxes just like you.
Mm-hmm.
I file taxes at the end of the year.
Yeah.
I have to pay for the house I live in.
Yeah.
I mean, the land, I get a lease for
yeah.
so many years,
yeah.
and I get a break there, but still, I can't, if I build a home out here, I can't sell it to anybody else but another
yeah.
Indian.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
and I
yeah.
have to pay for everything else. I have insurance just like they do for medical costs.
Yeah.
And sure, we have Indian Health Service, but they really help you if you don't have your own
yeah.
insurance, because there's so many Indians in the whole world, and
yeah.
they can't take care of
yeah.
you know, everything.
Yeah.
And the tribe puts in a lot of our...
yeah.
because of the casinos, they're able to take care of better health for everybody.
Yeah.
Because I remember there was people out here that couldn't even have surgery when they needed them.
Yeah.
So, like I said, a lot, you might get some abusive people, but then there's people that's really, it's really been good for them.
It employs a lot of
Yeah, it does.
Outsiders.
We also employ a lot of non-Indians out
yes.
here.
Yes. And, you know, sitting around in the swamp, whatever you call it,
yeah.
cafe.
Yeah.
I've been noticing the kind of spying on the interaction between Indian and non-Indian employees. It looks very friendly, good,
mm-hmm.
easy, open, in a way that it's hard to imagine 40, 50 years ago.
Yeah.
So.
My grandmother told me that way back when she grew up, there was friendlier white people,
because
mm-hmm. they had people that came and traded with them. They invited them to corn dance. They came and they even had white people that danced with them, she said. And it was
uh-huh.
like a nice, you know, party, harvest
yeah.
time or whatever. And
yeah.
she said, and then they went through a period where it seemed like when things started changing, that's when you had more unfriendly white people.
Yeah.
And then now I think it's starting to kind of fit in, but you still have some jealousy.
Yeah.
But then with all the gangs and stuff going on, it's not just us, I guess, because you have the
yeah.
Mexicans and the blacks fighting. And
yeah. When was the bad period? In the 20s, maybe?
I don't know 20s, when.
30s?
But
yeah.
a lot of it, too, I think with her, it would have been, I think it was hard on her, too, the changes, because back then I think she felt like everything was more comfortable.
Yeah.
And now with everything new, I think she's scared more.
Yeah.
I think she hears the violence and
yeah.
and stuff. And for a person that can't read and watch
yeah.
TV and understand what's going on, it's like hearsay she has to hear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the older it gets, it's been hard on her too, because, like, I spend a lot of time with her. And my mom gets frustrated with her, because she's
yeah.
at that age where it's like, she wants you to come see her every day.
Uh-huh.
And you could have been
yeah.
there yesterday, and she'll say you didn't come by.
Yeah.
You know, and she's
yeah.
real sharp.
Yeah.
Still.
But her memory's
no,
short-term memory.
Her memory's good, too, but it's just that she acts like my daughter sometimes, you know, like
yeah.
wanting the attention.
Yeah.
And she doesn't realize I have all these other kids
yeah.
and jobs and all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so she feels like I need to cater to her more sometimes, and I do, and that's probably why I ruin her. Whereas the rest of the family, it's like they
yeah.
come see her kind of like every once in a while.
Yeah.
And my mom was saying, I don't know what's wrong with her, but she always wants you all the time. Stuff like that. And then my mom gets short with her because she wouldn't hear. She won't hear her, and she'll ask her, what?
Yeah.
And then my mom gets upset with her and gets loud and raises her voice
yeah.
and said, I said, you need to just have patience. I said, you're going to get old too, Mom. And someday, how are you going to like it with me yelling at you? And my mom just doesn't have patience with her, and she
yeah.
gets frustrated with her. And I have the patience, so that's why she wants me to take
yeah.
her to town and me to do this for
yeah.
her and me
yeah.
to interpret for her. And
yeah.
and I told my mom, I said, you got to look at it this way. I get frustrated. There's times where I feel like, oh, God, I wanted to sleep in, and I can't. She's here at 7 o'clock in the morning, but I still take care of it. I said,
yeah.
you know, she's not like you and me.
Yeah.
You go play bingo. You can drive to Walmart. You can look at the soaps on TV, you can do whatever, go to the dance or whatever you do.
Yeah.
She can't.
Yeah.
I said, she can't drive, she doesn't speak English, she doesn't read English, she can't even dial anybody on the telephone to have a conversation.
Yeah.
She can't go play bingo. I said,
yeah.
all her relatives that were doing the same thing she did, they're all pretty much gone.
Yeah.
So it's just her.
Yeah, it's tough.
And so, and she can't sew like she used to, her eyesight's starting to go.
Yeah.
So every day she's there, and she's limited what she can do, and she grew up with Indian medicine all her life.
Yeah.
There's times I'll load her up and just take her to the woods,
yeah.
just because I know she wants to get out and do something. We'll
yeah.
go look for a few plants or pacifier,
yeah.
or I bring her here to eat.
Yeah.
And I said, so what kind of life does she have right now? I said, it's not like it used to be.
Yeah.
And so my mom's like, yeah, and I'm like, you know, just calm down. And I was telling my husband, oh, I get mad at my mom. I feel like, you know, she might not be here that much longer, so she can at least tolerate her. And then I start laughing. I said, she'll probably outlive all of us. She's spunky for her age now. She still gets around.
What time is it?
I didn't even bring my watch.
Noon. I was trying to see what it was that we didn't touch on. Well, yeah, I guess that's about all that's on my list. Other than the hurricanes.
Yeah, we'll ask her.
Yeah. Do you want to have lunch? I'm interested in having lunch over.